I'm Jack Inslee reporting for HeritageRadioNetwork.org. We're checking in with our food community to see how everybody's holding up in the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy. So I'm here with Dana Stafford, General Manager and President of Regional Access. Dana, how are you guys holding up in the aftermath of Sandy?
Well, we're pretty tired so far, but things are starting to settle down a little bit. We're feeling pretty happy that we're getting some things moving around again.
And what exactly do you guys do at Regional Access?
We are especially in natural food distributors, but we also serve a function as a freight carrier for many small ag producers throughout New York State and the Northeast.
And what have the deliveries been like in and out of New York City, after this storm?
Well, they've been really, really tenuous at best, to say the least. We had tried very hard to dispatch trucks on Sunday in time to beat the mass transit closures. However, we were about an hour and a half too late, and we ended up having to call our trucks back. And they're about halfway down. So at that point, things were all really just on hold for us until we saw what the damage was going to be from the storm. So since then, we've just been doing our best to connect with all of our customers out there and doing our best to get what we can get done.
And are people taking deliveries for the most part, or are people still shut down and unable to receive deliveries?
Sure. We've had about 50% success. We do have trucks coming back tonight with products still on them, unfortunately. But there have been a surprising number of people that are accepting deliveries and taking product in.
And have you lost much product?
We haven't. We strive really hard to keep our temperature controls and really monitor the quality of the product. It was a little dicey because we do deal with a lot of fresh produce and fresh meat going to market, and that's a very short turnaround, but we feel that we were able to maintain quality on all that product.
Incredible. So kind of as guys on the street in the field, I mean, what are you seeing with transportation and traffic and all of that? Is it improving? What's the state of things on the ground?
Well, it's really a mess. One of our drivers is a longtime Long Island resident, and he said he's never seen anything quite like it. he was just really scratching his head today when he was out on the island, especially. He just said, with no traffic signals, just that many people displaced from their homes. He said it's really, really tough to navigate. But people are doing their best, and certainly it does take a veteran like him to be able to navigate that type of gridlock. So we're pretty fortunate to have some really great drivers.
Well, if you guys need help with anything, if there's anything our listeners can do, please let them know.
Well, absolutely. I really appreciate you taking the time to check in with us.
All right. Thanks so much, Dana. Take care.
You as well.
Follow us on Twitter at Heritage_Radio and on Facebook at Heritage Radio Network for more up-to-date news and information. We will be bringing you guys the stories as they come to us. Again, this has been Jack Inslee for HeritageRadioNetwork.org. More later.